The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. This is an exciting time. I mean, you know, basketball is underway. I got a little fired up because we did the first interview with Hunter Dickinson on the Basketball Insider podcast. So you got basketball to talk about, and I'm saying that for a segue here that we're going to talk a little bit of college basketball this morning because there's some Big Ten news. But on the football side of things, obviously really fired up for the start of the season in just 2 days. And Steve Clark and I going to be up north about 3 hours. What is that? I think it's roughly three.
About four.
And a half hours. About four. Oh, come on. I put it in Google
actually,
Maps, Ira.
Yeah, actually, and you are, because you're a little east of when we usually go up to, and you'll be at Grand Traverse Resort tomorrow, but for Saturday when you're at Turtle Creek Casino, you are a little east. So you have 3.5. I mean, it's a beautiful drive. I'm sure it's going to be a really nice, picturesque drive as you head up there to go to the all-new Onyx Sportsbook by William Hill, located inside Turtle Creek Casino and Resort, which is where you and Steve will be on Saturday for the key bank countdown to kick off. So should be some real fun sights and sounds for you guys up there.
Yeah, and we are going to have a couple of special Traverse City representatives that will, I think, be very interesting to Michigan fans. We will tease it a little bit more on tomorrow's show, so hopefully that serves as an enticing tease. It's like, who the hell could he be talking about? It's only a few people we could be talking about, right? I think you can use a little deductive reasoning, but it's going to give us some Traverse City flavor to the show, and certainly, I think, whet your appetite, not only on the team side of things, but on the recruiting side of things. I'm giving you all kind of hints, right? Anyway, switching gears over to, yes, and so Steve and I doing the KeyBank countdown to kickoff live from the Onyx Sportsbook is going to be an absolute blast, so cannot wait. But interesting news here in the Big Ten on the basketball side of things. Rough segue I'm in the middle of right now, Ira, but breaking news yesterday out of Happy Valley. This is a story, or at least there was a Penn State story that we talked about early in the season, or early in the offseason, where there was when the player protests, when those really began spreading, and players really began speaking out about their experiences on the respective campuses, their experiences with the different coaches, some of the examples of insensitivity or just outright offensive remarks and conduct by coaches, right? Well, one of the players to come out and say that was a guy, you remember Rasir Bolton? I think he had hit Michigan for like a game where he had a bunch of threes a few years ago. And I remember looking up last year and, you know, after Michigan got through that, you know, that Michael Jordan-like performance by Tyrese Halliburton, you might recall, Ira, they just had Michael Jordan reincarnate on Iowa State's team, right? I looked over and said, wait, when did Rasir Bolton get here? Wasn't he at Penn State? Never knew the backstory until he came out amidst all of these player protests and testimonials, you know, that they were offering about their experiences as college athletes. And he recounted a story where in an interaction with Pat Chambers, then Penn State head basketball coach, he said he remembered Chambers saying, I want to be a stress reliever for you. You can talk to me about anything. I need to get some of this pressure off you. I want to loosen that noose that's around your neck. And it triggered in him a deep emotional response, one that he told his parents about, one that they made the university aware of. He still says that Pat Chambers didn't offer an apology as much as he did, in their view, an excuse. It didn't register with me that was an offensive thing to say. According to whether it's the AP, ESPN, the Penn State Athletic Department conducted an investigation, and they've apparently discovered new allegations of some, I mean, they don't say specifically that it's similar commentary. Is it aligned with the same thing? But allegations of some sort of misconduct arose, and now Pat Chambers is no longer the head basketball coach at Penn State. He resigned yesterday following that investigation. So that's one of those things where it's like, hey, this is what we found. We can fire you. You can go. That's what it sounds like to me, Mr. Weintraub.
It's what it sounds like to me, too. I was, needless to say, yesterday afternoon or evening when I saw it, I was like, wait, why am I even reading about Pat Chambers in late October? Unless it was about, you know, he had immediate availability about his team. I knew he was under, you know, that there was some investigation. It's not a whole lot different right now than the situation that's going on at Wichita State, right? Where, you know, the coaches, they're looking at him, but you don't necessarily know when to expect or have something to happen. And to have it happen on October 22nd, a month before the season starts, is very uniquely timed, needless to say. But there is no good, bad, indifferent. There's just, you know, timing. You just have to deal with this. And this is obviously the scenario that was presented with the information that they had. And I'm sure at some point in time, we'll find out a lot more as Penn State, although they find a really good way of tap dancing around Freedom of Information Act requests, I have a feeling they're going to have to disclose at least some information about this. So we'll find out more of the details than just the basics that we've seen so far. I think that there's a lot of curious minds on this one because of the timing.
Yeah,
it puts such a spotlight on it because of the timing. If it happened in May, people would still talk about it, but it's May. It's a couple of months after the season. It seems like the right time that you would do it if something like this is happening. It's a very strange time, so obviously it's a very serious situation, and we're now waiting for the details, and it's a Penn State program that, you know, they never quite got over the hump, right? We thought last year was going to be final of the year. Of course, COVID impacted the NCAA tournament, and it seems like now they're now onto the next era of or will be onto the next era of Penn State basketball, whatever that actually means at Penn State.
Yeah. Now, the investigation was conducted jointly by Penn State's Affirmative Action and Athletics Integrity Offices. It suggests that, you know, that the whatever this is along the same lines of the Rasir Bolton incident, but you just can't say that for sure because they don't offer any specifics. I mean, you know, sometimes you look into things and you discover some misconduct of another variety. I have no idea. We're assuming that it's something along the same lines. Whatever it was bad. I mean, it was bad enough to practice is underway. Practice is underway, and you say, time to go. So it must be bad, man. It must be bad, and it must be no ambiguity about it at all for them to part ways right now, halfway through the contract in another couple of years. They had already decided to move on from the Bolton incident to a certain extent. I mean, they didn't just sweep it under the rug, clearly, because they did an investigation, but they were looking to try to move forward from it. And yeah, not anymore. It's Pat Chambers is no longer the coach. And it's going to be interesting to see, how soon he can resurface. I mean, he's not, by coaching standards, you know, he still has a lot of time left if he wants to keep on coaching. But this is, this is going to be something that follows him wherever he goes moving forward. Assuming that he goes forward in coaching, might require a little time off to rehabilitate the perception of him or to be able to show some real true contrition. Because that was one of the things that came out of the Bolton thing is, you know, his family still says that at the time he didn't offer any real apology. He said he wasn't, there wasn't a sense of understanding from him. Now, an apology did come after the Undefeated published its story, the one that we referenced on this show, that he issued a formal apology. But there was not one where the Bolton said, in the moment, after expressing their dismay at the comments, there was not a moment where he offered an apology directly to them. And so this is where the level of contrition born of this, you wonder if that will be something that, after showing it over time, will allow him to step back in and move on. I think there will be some opportunity somewhere, just question of how long it'll take for him to be able to realize those. It'll see. I think it's worthy of note that Rasir Bolton's father said, "I'm not happy about, a man. It's not a happy day." I'll give you the quote. He said, "It's not a happy day or a sad day from our standpoint. It's a day of understanding. It should be a day of reckoning and change. It should be a day of truth." So he said, "There are no real winners," unquote, as far as this is concerned. We got to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, we will switch gears, get back over into football, Michigan football to be exact. Michigan offensive line coach Ed Warner. Now, this is where I draw my faith and confidence. It's great having Jalen back for sure. Huge. Huge having Jalen back, man. But you felt like and feel like that whatever uncertainty there might be along the offensive line, that Ed Warner's just going to work it out, because that's what Ed has done throughout all of his stops. So we will hear from Ed Warner coming up here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor Cumulus Station.